The Naked Trader, How Anyone Can Make Money Trading Shares, 6th Edition, by Robbie Burns. Read by Kane Lee Harrison. About the author. Robbie Burns has been a journalist and writer since he graduated in journalism from Harlow College in 1981. After starting life as a reporter and editor for various local newspapers, from 1988 to 1992, he was editor of ITV and Channel 4's teletext services. He also wrote ITV's daily teletext soap opera, Park Avenue, for 5 years. He then went on to freelance for various newspapers, including The Independent and The Sun, and helped set up a financial news service for CNN. In 1997, he became editor of B Sky B's teletext services and set up their shares and finance service. While there, he also set up various entertainment phone lines, including a Buffy the Vampire Slayer phone line that made him nearly £250,000. He left full-time work in 2001 to trade, as well as run a cafe in London, which he later sold, doubling his money on the initial purchase. While at B Sky B, Robbie broadcast a diary of his share trades, which became hugely popular. He transferred the diary to his website, www.nakedtrader.co.uk, which became one of the most read financial websites in the UK. Between 2002 and 2005, he wrote a column for the Sunday Times, My DIY Pension, featuring share buys and sells made for his pension fund, which he runs himself in a SIP. He managed to double the money in his pension fund from £40,000 to £80,000 in under 3 years, as chronicled in these articles. He has now taken that to over £700,000. Robbie now writes a weekly column for ADVFN and runs seminars using live markets to show how he trades. He also runs trading retreats in Spain. Robbie has made a tax-free gain of well over £3.5 million from trading shares since 2001, becoming one of the UK's few ISA millionaires and achieving a profit every year, even during market downturns. His public trades alone, detailed on his website, have made nearly £2 million. He owns a house in Barnes where he lives with his wife Elizabeth and son Christopher. He also owns a riverside apartment on the Thames where he sometimes works. But actually, he mainly plays pinball and table football there. His hobbies include chess, running, swimming, watching Fulham FC lose most home games, listening to terrible dance music, and trading shares from his bedroom, naked. After all, he wouldn't be seen dead in a thong. You might catch him in Speedos at the local pool. Preface. Welcome to the crazy world of shares. Ever wondered whether you could make money by buying and selling shares? Maybe just a few quid to kick off with, but perhaps eventually quitting that damn job to do it? Being able to tell the boss to stuff it? I think it's possible. I did it. And honestly, I am not a planet brain, and I'm not great at maths, and I'm pretty lazy. So if I did it, maybe you can too. But of course, it's going to take time, and you need a disciplined mindset. Sorry to have to tell you, it takes plenty of hard work to get there, but it's a lot of fun. And once you've achieved it, there's nothing better. This 6th edition of The Naked Trader will be your best friend along the way. It's for anyone who has ever wanted to learn how to make money from shares, and for those of you who might already have traded and invested, but perhaps lost your way. It reveals all the stock market knowledge that's taken me more than 25 years to learn. You can learn from the things I've got right, and even more from the things I've got wrong. Not to mention things that other people have got right and wrong too. Oh, and don't worry, I speak plain English, not the financial gobbledygook others hide behind. You'll gain from my experiences without having to trawl through a lot of boring, old financial twaddle as found in so many other books about the market. It's been 5 years since the last edition. While some parts of the book are pretty much the same as last time, such as the mechanics of buying and selling a share, there is some important new stuff that should be of interest if you are the proud owner of a previous edition. After all, a lot has happened. Sadly, war and pandemics, and of course the markets have changed a bit. The only trading topic this book doesn't cover in any great depth is technical analysis. But no one I know ever really made money from that. If you want to read about it,